Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started.
It's time to have a little talk with Jesus. I'll never forget walking through the kitchen and my mom and dad, they loved this song, Have a Little Talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your problems. And it goes on to say, call him up, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want.
Woo!
And I'm telling you, that's what we're doing today. And if I could put a challenge out there for all of these people, you're connected with somebody, you live with somebody, you got a girlfriend, you got a mom, everybody's got a mom, and it's time to pull your family together and have a little family prayer. My mom and dad, they were big on calling it family meeting. And they'd say, gals, come on down. We need a family meeting. And don't you know, we'd have a little bit of prayer time in there. And then mom and dad would just love on us. And we'd do some talking. And I think today I'd love to just challenge those in your life. Think about who you could call together and say, let's have a meeting and let's talk to Jesus.
That is beautiful. So exciting, Robin. And I just love your family. I love that you have all those wonderful memories to bring up and to think about and to share with us now. So thank you so much. And I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to take on that challenge. Yeah, I think that's great. So today we are in the book of Ezra. So we've got Ezra 1:5. Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. God had moved their hearts. What does that mean? Have you ever been thinking and acting one way, and God intervened and you began to think and act in a completely opposite way? That's God moving your heart. My heart has been moved by him many times, and it always amazes me. It's one thing to see someone else change right in front of your eyes, but it's entirely different to see your very own heart change within you. The Life Application Bible tells me that Cyrus was king over the entire region that had once been Assyria and Babylon. And there were only two, Judah and Benjamin, who responded and turned back to rebuild the temple when the Medo-Persian Empire came to power and King Cyrus proclaimed freedom. Why did they turn back? Why didn't they choose freedom instead? The journey back to Jerusalem was dangerous and difficult. The road we're on may be difficult, but if we're open to the leading of the Lord, he will guide us. And if our hearts need turned, he will open them. He'll open them to him. He will turn us to him. You know, Robin, it is a crazy thing when our hearts get turned, is it not?
It is.
And you and I experienced something very precious in this last week. We had a big challenge, didn't we, in the last couple programs to combine two books of the Bible. We've got a 15-minute program here, and two books of the Bible is a lot. But you know, when we first were asked to do this radio program, and remember, I went home and I sat before the Lord and I thought, okay, God, how do we do it? What does it look like to you? What is it you want us to say? He spelled it out and he put those books of the Bible together, and he made it so that it fit, like for this time when we record, for the next time when we record, ending at a certain date toward the end of the year. And it just worked. And we were like, yes, we are on board with that. Well, then when it got to be the time to actually do it, we were both like, oh my goodness, that's an awful lot of reading. Like, how are we going to do that? And I know you were like, oh my goodness, you know, should we cut it out? We need to have more girlfriend talk. And so just being honest here on the radio, right? I just think that it's amazing that after we struggled with that, and I want to share and I want to hear from you, and we'll share with the listeners how beautifully the Lord worked that all out. Isn't it neat that Ezra is right after all of that, where it's speaking about turning hearts? Because that's what happened. God turned your heart, God turned my heart, and he's working in both our lives.
Yeah, I think back to it, and you know, God wanted to formulate some things in this new ministry that you and I are experiencing. And how many times has it happened through a conversation? Mm-hmm. And I was explaining to you as we look back on it, it's worth talking about. It's worth, it has a testimony to it, the way it ended for us. But we were talking about, you know, what we should do with the programming. And I just felt like my way was a good suggestion. And so I brought up my idea and you came my way and you said, okay, let's do it. And it was kind of cool. And I remember a couple days later, then I was sharing it with driving in a car. I can't even remember if it was my mom or a girlfriend, but I was telling them about the prep work of Lisa and I and how we do the radio. And I was saying that, you know, we have a lot of information, so we're trying to figure out how to use Lisa's devotional. And in that moment, I just kind of explained it. And then I got quiet and our conversation stopped and I was looking out the window and I just felt that nudging of the Holy Spirit again. And he said to me, could you let Lisa be in charge for now? Could you go with her idea? It was just so profound. And I stood there, or sat there in the car, and I just thought, oh, wow. It kind of hit me off guard. And I thought, yeah, why couldn't I let Lisa, you know, negotiate here on something that we were trying to figure out would be the direction. And it was such a powerful moment for me that I went home and I told my hubby about it. And he just did some processing with me about what could be better and released me. And I felt more of that dread come off my heart as the Holy Spirit had kind of encouraged me to allow you. And then my husband was like, you know, could it be that Lisa's got some great ideas and you could trust her with this little tweaking of the ministry? So that was kind of what was happening on my end of it. What was happening on your end of it that I didn't know about?
It's so amazing, Robin. And as you can see, even here in the studio, my eyes are welling up with tears again because I just love how the Holy Spirit works. And as he was working in your heart and turning you and giving those ideas to you, he was working in my heart and turning where I had been... I love to do things behind the scenes. I love to be the helper. I love to make someone else shine. I love their ideas. It's easy for me to submit and say, you know what, let's do it your way. That's good. That's great. But he was really tugging on my heart that he had set it up this way, that we were supposed to do it with the two scriptures at the same time and, you know, double up with that and, you know, it would end. And I was feeling so uncomfortable, but as he, you know, I was feeling uncomfortable thinking that I would push my way. And I thought, I don't want to push my way. And so I felt him saying, I want you to be assertive. Like it's time for you to say, you know, you have a voice. And in that, you can still be sweet. You can still be kind, you know, just the way he made me. I can say that it's a boast in him, not boast in myself. I'm boasting in the Lord for the way he made me. And so I didn't have a settling in my stomach, even after I had said to you, oh, sure, yeah, let's change it up. And I did. Robin, I changed it all. If you remember, I rearranged them all. I even paperclipped my papers differently. But there was this pit in my stomach where, you know what, I almost felt like I was disobeying the Lord. And then I was like kind of just talking with him and saying, God, does it matter that much? I mean, if we split it up and we go longer and we're into January or it doesn't end, you know, before we start the New Testament, does it matter that much? And I just kept hearing him say that that's the way he set it up. And so I don't know why, but it kind of takes us back to that Proverbs 3, 5, and 11. You know, one of the programs before when you spoke about finding the phone in the bottom of the trash can, I'm not sure why he set it up this way. But he did. And so when you and I talked, it was just so beautiful. We were both ready to do it the other way, do it for you, and you would do it for me. But
I remember the next morning you texted me just a nice little early in the morning, hey, godly girlfriend. I remember you called me godly girlfriend. And you said on there that your idea of how you would prefer to do it. And I knew in that moment, I smiled on my face. I wish you could have seen the smile because I thought, Holy Spirit, the same moment you're telling her to be assertive, you're telling me to back off. And so it was kind of out of my comfort zone too, because I thought, this is my way that I do it. I'm leading and here's my idea and let's go, you know, let's keep it up and it's just going to be awesome. And yet the Holy Spirit was reminding me, for some reason I didn't understand either, but he was saying, let's give a little bit of hesitation here and allow Lisa to step forward. Mm. And so I wrote back to you. I remember after I got the text, I wrote back to you and I said, hey, let's talk on the phone this morning. Give me 5 minutes and we got some things to dialogue. And so we brought it then, your world of Holy Spirit talking to you and the Holy Spirit, what he was nudging with me, we brought it on a telephone in a conversation. And what happened there?
It was so beautiful. And yes, it was more than my eyes welling up with tears. I actually had a good cry because I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. I loved that he was speaking to both of us, turning both of our hearts, wanting both of us, Robin, to come out of our comfort zone. You know, it's comfortable for me to hang back. And how ironic is it now that it's comfortable for you to be bold? I mean, we've talked many times on this program about how you used to be quiet and shy, and how many times out of obedience you went to the altar and God turned you, and you had counsel from your parents and he turned you. And here, you know, there's this place where you are bold. That's how I see you. And it's a good boldness. Robin, you are so good. You're so encouraging, and it's so freeing to see you be who you are. And so it was beautiful how we could both love one another, share what we wanted and what we were feeling the Lord was prompting us to say. And I remember saying to you, you know, it's almost like, remember how Mary pondered things in her heart? You know, I came up with this like oxymoron of he's asking me to be humbly assertive and you to be boldly pondering. It's a little bit of like who we're used to being and who he wants us to become, at least during this radio program. I think it's beautiful.
Wow. That just makes my day to be able to give testimony to it. Because how many times do we have conversations, you know, tough conversations or just awkward conversations, conversations that need to be talked about. And when it's bathed in the Holy Spirit and you're obeying like spiritual things in your life, those conversations can actually change a ministry.
Yeah.
And here we are at the radio today, and we're doing it kind of a little different way here. We tried some new things in the last couple programs, and guess what? It went well.
It did go well.
But the thing that I love so much is, and this is what godly girlfriends do and can do, but when we got on the phone, we gave our thoughts, and you said, let's pray. Let's take this moment now. We actually prayed on the phone.
We did.
And while we were praying, I heard your tenderness, and I was on my end, like holding back my tenderness and actually crying. You couldn't see it on the phone, but we were both like godly girlfriends, giving the moment to God, saying, God, thank you so much that that we don't know who we will be in months to come as we do this radio ministry, but he is stretching us. He's growing us. And we are like personally invested in this ministry to others, but yet God is pouring into our own personal lives. And it's important that we give testimony to that.
Absolutely.
Because it says in Revelation that it is by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony that God gets the glory. And so we want to give testimony as we're talking about girlfriend conversations and what it looks like as we're in the Word. It's important that we have moments of prayer, that we have moments where we explain our devotional life to our girlfriends, and where we ask the Holy Spirit to be speaking to us, and then we actually tell our girlfriends about it. It's a beautiful moment that I really believe many girlfriends pass up.
Yeah.
And it's so great on this day that we would jump out into it.
It is so beautiful. I'm so grateful. And so we're going to thank God as I am thanking you, Robin. It's so beautiful to sit across from you and to hear this and be able to give testimony. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us enough to lead us and to turn our hearts when we are open to you. Please keep us humble and ready to hear your voice. Please help us respond to your voice by allowing you to turn our hearts. We're all on a journey, and we all need you to lead us. If our hearts need turned, please turn them today.